This is Earthbeat from Radio Netherlands Worldwide. I'm Marnie Chasterton. RFID chips are everywhere. They're cheap to produce. You can find them in public transport swipe cards or food packaging so that companies can follow products from depot to destination. And now you can find them in people, like Emil Grafstra. He's a self-confessed computer geek who inserted not one, but two RFID chips in his palms, which get him into buildings, open his car doors and start his motorbike, all with the wave of a hand. This may make life easier for him, but is that really enough to warrant surgery? I spoke to Emil and asked him if he had some sort of key phobia.
The real issue was I was carrying around quite a number of keys, and it was a ridiculous amount. It looked like a jailer's key ring from like the 1600s. There must have been 30 or 40 different keys on there. You know, I looked at the keys and I thought, well, when were keys invented and what do they really do? What's the purpose of a key? And so I thought about it and I thought, well, a key is really an identifier. It says that the holder of the key is allowed into a place. And so I said, well, how old is that technology? It's really kind of an archaic system. It's a piece of metal that's cut in a certain shape and that's it. Once you give a key out to someone, it's essentially not secure anymore because it's totally copyable.
Okay, and you're clearly into your technology.
Yeah, I mean, I pondered it for a little bit and I thought, okay, well, what I would want is for the door or for the computer or for whatever it is that I need to access would just inherently know it was me without having to carry anything or anything like that. It would be great if it could just recognize me. But then I thought, well, what's the best of both worlds?
So you've pet tagged yourself.
Sort of, yeah.
See, to me, that seemed like a really extreme solution to open yourself up and put a chip in you.
There's kind of two approaches to looking at the human body. One is kind of as a spiritual vessel, and the other is as kind of like a Cartesian machine that we all run around in. I tend to take the view that the body is a machine.
Okay, that's so the thing can you describe a little bit about what it is and where it is and...
I have two. The one on the left hand is a 3 millimeter by 13 millimeter glass cylinder. And inside there's a coil of copper wire and then a tiny little microchip attached to that. And so you bring that tag within range of a reader and the reader generates a small magnetic field. And when you bring the tag within range, the little coil of wire in there inducts power. The reader can detect that and then convert that to data bits and understand what the tag's trying to say.
Okay, and whereabouts have you put it?
In both hands, they're between the index finger and the thumb in that webbing area. The range on these tags is only 2 to 3 inches, so it needs to be in a place where you can manipulate it easily, present it to readers, that kind of thing.
I mean, I'm listening to you and I'm squishing the bit between my index finger and my thumb. Is this, can you feel it the whole time? Like, can you feel it when you shake hands with someone?
I can't feel it unless I poke at it with my other finger.
If I had one, I'd poke it the whole time. Like, you know, some people have a mole and they kind of have to prod it. Do you find yourself doing
that? Oh, yeah. I did that for... I would find myself just kind of idly, you know, touching it or kind of... I tend to use my two fingers on the other hand, my index finger and my middle finger, and just kind of almost do a little teeter-totter type action back and forth.
Okay. And the fact that it's a glass capsule, it's not going to break inside you, is it?
Well, it's always a possibility. You know, it is glass. It could break, but I've smashed my hand pretty well. And so far, it's stayed intact and it's not been a problem. And there's nobody else that I know of that has had any breakage issues. You know, a lot of people ask me, what all can you do? Are you planning on doing anything in the future? What kind of crazy new inventions or whatever are you going to, you know, tie to this thing? And I'm like, really? I'm just happy that I can open my door.
That's all you use it for, opening doors?
Well, that's all I use it for primarily. I mean, over the years, I've had to, you know, build other things to show different things that could be done. So I can start my motorcycle, I can get into my car, log into the computer, get into a data center that I built and all those kind of things. But the most useful thing is honestly just getting in my house at the end of the day.
Can't someone clone your number and break into your house with a copied chip?
You know, I have a tag. It has a number. It's only used in my own projects. It means nothing outside of my own personal use. So if somebody was to randomly attack me, they don't know who I am, but they get the number and they're like, haha, I got this number. They really have no idea who I am or where that number can be used or what it even means. Worst case scenario, I would just chew into my hand and spit the tag out at him.
Oh.
I mean, if we're talking worst case scenario.
Really? Okay. Yeah, because I was...
They're going to cut your hand off. I mean, what's the difference? You know, you just bite it out of there.
You really do think of your body as a machine, don't you? That's a very machine approach. Let's see what I can cut off.
Yeah. A lot of people ask me, you know, what's the future of RFID? Is everybody going to have chips? And really, no, they're not. The future is biometrics, and it's happening right now. All the cameras that are deployed in London, they all tie in, and several systems, face recognition systems, other types of identifying systems, you automatically are enrolled just by walking around in public. And you can't change those things. Your biometric markers, you can't change.
But, I mean, you clearly know the consequences of having this technology on you, but I think loads of other people don't. Like when people sign up for Foursquare or if people get loyalty cards and they've got no idea how much of their personal freedom they're giving away.
Privacy has to be a common sense kind of thing in society, and especially in today's society and information age. So if you want true privacy, it's really hard to get in today's society. You're going to be in the mountains, totally off grid, and using the forest and all its bounty. But that's about it, right? As soon as you start participating in modern society, you start giving away pieces of privacy for convenience. You could obviously buy everything with cash, but that means not having a bank account. That means a harder time with a lot of transactions that we all enjoy. It is possible, but it's difficult. So people trade away a little bit of privacy for that convenience.